Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, joining us every Wednesday at 4. Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Hey, Baldy, how we feeling?
I feel great, man. I mean, we're a week away from Christmas. I'm in the spirit, looking at a beautiful Christmas tree here. Everything's good right now, Spike.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you're a holiday spirit guy. So you like the Christmas tree?
I'm a real tree guy.
Okay. I was just getting ready to say it.
I don't go for the fake tree, all that kind of stuff. I have a real tree. You know, it takes a long time to decorate it, but, you know, you got to put the love into the tree.
I imagine Baldy is like going into the forest and just ripping down the tree with your bare hands.
I used to do that, and then we all got too busy. Nobody has enough time to do that stuff anymore.
So, Baldy, we have all these questions about the passing game, and the Eagles come out and just light it up with the passing game in the beginning of it last week. Was that something you saw different from a scheme perspective, or was it more about Jalen pulling the trigger when it's there?
No, I think it was, you know, Pittsburgh played a lot of man coverage in that game. You know, Joey Porter Jr., Dante Jackson, and honestly, I mean, Joey Porter Jr. is a good player, but he's no match for A.J., and so they beat him in man coverage a ton of times, you know, both those guys. I mean, Dante Jackson's really fast, but, you know, I mean, he's got to jump around in the shower just to get wet. You know, he's not going to stay in front of A.J. So, you know, I felt like they took advantage of man coverage. And, you know, and A.J. was winning. Devontae was winning, too. They were winning quickly, so it made it a little bit easier, you know, for, I think, Jalen to get the ball out of his hands and go to him. And even on the touchdown throw to A.J., there's just one receiver, you know, it's just a one receiver out. It's just A.J. and, you know, Dante Jackson there. Like, there's, you know, everybody else is in coverage or rushing a passer or in protection. So it was just like, okay, let's go one-on-one here at the 5-yard line.
Was it as something as simple, Baldy, as Jalen just getting the ball out in rhythm, getting the ball out on time? I didn't see a whole lot of complexity to what they were doing from a passing standpoint. It just seems like he was getting the ball out there with his first read a majority of the time.
I mean, that, you know, if your star receiver is winning one-on-ones,
yeah,
the way he was winning right off the snap, mm-hmm. They tried to press him. It was just, you know, it was hopeless, really, to do that to him. And, you know, he won quickly. So I think that helps. I thought T.J. Watt sack, I thought he was holding it, you know, kind of like going back to some old habits.
Yeah.
And he, you know, tracked him down from behind. I'm sure Lane wasn't too thrilled about it. But, you know, I mean, every, you know, but for the most part, you're right. You know, I mean, it was just, okay, let's get the ball out. I think it was like, honestly, it was like all the discussion and all the controversy, pregame shows, like giving the whole pregame show to what's going on in Philly. And honestly, you kind of forget sometimes how good A.J. is.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a great player. And you could stack his receivers, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase. You can't have discussion and not bring A.J. into the mix. He's a talented, talented guy.
Yep.
And you'd have to guess that the Eagles being that successful early in the passing game does make opposing defenses think twice about how they're going to defend the Eagles moving forward.
I mean, there's not many corners, honestly. You know, there's some. I mean, maybe Marshawn Lattimore this week. You know, I mean, that's what he's there for, to be able to play, you know, true number one receivers. They have been good on the back end of their defense. Maybe you'll see something from Marshawn this week. There's not many guys that I think can feel like they can win at the line of scrimmage against A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
And so they want to try that style, Spike, then, all right, you might have to pay the price because he's going to throw, you know, we still haven't even seen a go route to A.J. here. You know, he's going to be, he can run by just about anybody. You know, you got a back shoulder fade last week. You know, you got some dig routes. You got a couple slants. You know, if you want to go up there and take him on the line of scrimmage, there's not many corners that are going to have the confidence to actually go bump that guy at the line of scrimmage and be able to play him down the field.
Well, and this offense, Baldy, is starting to look like we envisioned it prior to the season, meaning that it's like pick your poison. If you try to take away the pass and you go with a light box, they're going to run the ball with Saquon. If you try to load the box with Saquon to stop him and you're leaving Devontae and A.J. and single coverage on the outside with a single high safety, there's going to be opportunities there in the passing game. They really have. If they're going to play like this, I don't know how you stop this offense, Baldy.
Well, that's true, Ike. That's true. I think more in theory than it is in reality. Because here's what's happened. And we all know it. Like, they start slow. You know, they're a slow-starting team.
Yep.
You get into some of these playoff games, like, it's an eight-possession game, Ike.
Yeah.
And, you know, okay, you pick your poison. Well, sometimes you got to get into a rhythm and stay on the field to pick your poison. And if you're off the field like they have been in many, many games this year, I mean, even in the last, you know, Commander game with them, I mean, that was a 12-10 game late in the fourth quarter when, you know, Washington, you know, messed up on a fourth and two play.
Yes.
So, you know, that's just an example
where,
okay, it is true in principle. It is difficult for defenses, but if you get in a shortened game, you have limited possessions, and you're not getting into any kind of rhythm to start, then, you know, then you're playing catch up a little bit against a good team.
Yeah. You're right there. Yep.
So looking at the Washington game on Sunday, second time the Eagles have played him, it's funny, looking at Jaden Daniels against New Orleans, he definitely looks healthier than when the Eagles saw him. He almost looked like a completely different player, than when the Eagles played him. Do you think that there's Eagles only 3.5-point favorites. How is Washington playing overall, and how do you look at this game?
Well, I mean, they snapped a losing streak that started the week before the Eagles with Pittsburgh. You know, they lost three. You know, they haven't beaten a team with a winning record. You know, they've got four wins against, you know, like all their wins have come against teams with losing records so far this year. So it's not like they've beaten a good team. But, you know, one thing I would say is, yes, Jaden is definitely healthier. He got hurt against Carolina, and like, I don't know, 11th, 12th play of the game, and he was banged up for a few weeks. But I would say the one difference this week versus, you know, a month ago or 5 weeks ago, whenever it was, you know, Terry McLaurin caught one pass for 10 yards in that game. Like, that guy is their deep passing threat. He's got 11 touchdown catches, and he caught one last week, caught two last week. So, like, that's the go-to guy. And he has been a thorn in the Eagles' side since he's been in Washington. So that's the one thing, and that might be good. But I like to see Quinyon get challenged out there by McLaurin. But, like, that's the one guy that can beat the Eagles, I think. And they can throw it underneath. They can check it down. I don't know if Zach Ertz is playing or not, but you know, Zach, I mean, he's not going to give you any yak. He's going to catch a ball, but you're not going to go by anybody. But, you know, honestly, that's their deep threat. And he didn't really ever challenge the Eagles in that first game. So that'd be a caution flag as you kind of get ready for this game.
It's crazy to look to see, and I would have never guessed this, but Washington, both in points per game and in yards per game, is ahead of the Eagles this year. And just from eyeballing it, without looking at that, I would have never guessed that. Are they, the numbers say that they are a good offensive team, Washington. Even given their schedule, you know, what do you think of them from an offensive standpoint?
I think they're... I honestly don't see any more innovation right now at this point. I feel like Cliff has emptied his bag, the way that they run it, the formations they run out of, all those different things, the route combinations that they run. They're a little limited because they're not great up front. They got a rookie left tackle right now. They're not great up front of the offense line. They're a little, but they want to run it like a lot of these good teams do. They got a winning record. They've beaten up on bad teams on a soft schedule, all right, which is good. I think they're a little limited. Like, the run game doesn't look great to me. Brian Robinson Jr.'s got good stats. He's missed some games. And Jaden, you took his rushing yards out from scrambles. You know, they're a kind of an average running team. So then everything comes off the run game for him. So I think they're a middle of the road offense at best.
Yeah.
All right, Baldy. Well, we appreciate you as always.
Feeling good, brother.
And thank you, man. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, bro.
Hey, do the same, guys. Do the same. Happy holidays to everybody. And I can't wait. I'm actually calling that game on Sunday in Washington, so I'm really anxious to get there to Landover and check that game out.
Bring us a win. Bring us a win, buddy. Come on. Bring us a win. Uh-huh. I know you're unbiased, but you could bring us a win.
I guaranteed at this point, Spike. I thought it's just a formality at this point.
Yeah, that's what I like. All right, Baldy. Thank you, man.
All right, brother.
Yep.
There is Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey's NFL insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, Mayo Game Day, Be Delicious. We don't have any more info on this. We only know that Saquon Barkley did not practice today.
Yeah, the whole team didn't practice.
Easy.
Oh. Jack told me Saquon didn't practice.
Is that a tease?
No. Oh. Well, Devontae and AJ also didn't practice.
Yeah, the whole offense didn't practice.
Oh,
yeah,
well, I didn't know that.
Don't let Jack get in the way of a good story.
This is Jack.
No, I'm not letting you do this. I'm not letting you.
Yeah, don't do that to
that's
me.
That's the last thing I'm allowing you to do is to put fear in this damn fan
Dude,
base about
this
Saquon.
Guy, hold on.
Yes, I already saw it. Yes.
This guy in my ear goes, hey, for after the Baldy interview, Saquon didn't practice today.
Might not make it.
Did you stop, man?
Dude, he's doing it to me? Yes. What are you doing? You make me sound dumb.
Hold on. We're getting information out there.
Okay.
Just letting you know, Saquon didn't practice
today. No, they all got a rest day. I didn't see that Jalen didn't practice. He normally wants to be out there. I didn't see that he didn't practice. Jack,
do you have any info on that that you want to share?
I'm pretty sure he was out there. AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, they did not practice, and it looks like
the whole starting line, offensive line didn't. The whole starting offensive line didn't practice.
But also Saquon didn't practice.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Dude, this guy.
Yes.
Such
I would
a
imagine
weasel.
If Jalen didn't practice, it would be easy to find.
Such a weasel back there. How do you do that to me? I'm on your side on this one.
Last time the guy didn't practice, which I think was the first time he didn't practice in 4 years, he had to go to the podium and tell us everything was okay.
And then they covered it up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was supposed to be a rest day. He didn't want the rest day. Like, Jalen doesn't miss practice.
For after the Baldy interview, Saquon didn't practice. This freaking guy. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewerytown. Yoshi, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big I, Jackie, baby. Happy Wednesday. Real quick.
Yes.
Be careful about that Creed thing, man, because you go pretty hard each time I've noticed.
He has to.
I mean, I love Rocky 1, 2, 3, and 4. But I enjoy Creed also, and Rocky was in.
I'm happy for you.
Too.
I don't care.
Stop going so hard about it, though. See,
why can't I have an opinion about a movie?
That's why you be in trouble, man. That's why you be in trouble. What thing? You probably don't like Star Wars.
No, I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. Lando Calrissian was in Empire Strikes Back.
Yes, there you go. So we're safe.
So I know that one.
Okay. I just said it too. Who was the Jedi in the new one?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Yoshi, hold on. Hey, Yoshi, I gave you yesterday. I let you rip me and ridicule me yesterday. Don't try to come back a second day in a row.
Don't leave me alone. And let me tell people real quick, I'm really not going to touch Ike's belly. So leave me alone about touching.
Oh, yes. I was looking forward to that.
I didn't believe you were really going to rub the belly either. I didn't believe that,
But, hey, man, I love and I respect my big brother, what's his name? But I was like, you know what? If that's going to go a little too far, I'm going to just say I'm going to do it and mess with him a little bit. Look, I'm on both sides of the fence with this. I want the 2000. I would love to have the all-time single-season rushing record. But we can't force-feed, man. We got to let this thing happen organically. I mean, keep running the ball. Pass it, what's the name, like you did last Sunday when we need to. But the mission is the team result. We got to keep running the ball. But don't force it. Because we want the record, which is the team title. That's what we really want. But if it happens, let it happen. I mean, I think what Spike said, 140 yards a game we need. Like, don't force feed nothing. If Saquon busts an 80-yarder or 75-yarder, okay, that's great. Sit down, what's saying? Especially, like, you look at this game. We had this game pretty much in hand at the end on Sunday, and then little stuff started happening. Little nicks here, little nicks there. Like, nah, man, let it. If it happens, it happens. Don't force feed it. That's how I feel.
I can go with that. But here's the thing. Here's the thing I feel confident in, Yoshi. The Eagles are going to win out. So this is what I feel confident in, because they're going to need to win out. Because I think it's going to go all the way down to the last game of the season where the number one seed is still in doubt. So the last game won't be for nothing. It won't be for nothing. They're still trying to get the number one seed.
I agree.
I don't think they're going to go into that game and say, we're going to get Saquon the ball 50 times and make sure he gets this record. I don't think they're going to do that. I think within the three games that are remaining, if they just stick to giving him the ball 20 times a game, that's his normal touch. That's about his average touch rate, 20 times. He's going to get 100-plus yards. You know why he's going to get 100-plus yards? You know why he's going to get it?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
So he wants this rushing title as well. And that offensive line wants it. So when he gets his limited touches, he's going to make the most out of them.
You know, the big difference in his
yard. And we're getting that 2,000. We may not get Eric Dickerson's record. That 2,000, that's coming down.
That's
312 yards.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah, you know? Sure it is. With this offensive line?
The big thing that was different in the Pittsburgh game mm-hmm. wasn't touches. It was that he didn't break one.
He didn't break the big one.
He didn't break the big one.
Yeah, he had the one big one where Cam Jurgens was out in front of him. Remember
right.
that
was
one?
Was that 20 yards?
It was something like that. It was the one he got down to like the 2-yard yep. line.
Yosh, give us your favorite movie franchise.
Man, I love movies. I mean, I got so many, but I'm going to go with Rambo.
That's a good one.
Rambo.
Yes, sir.
And what's his name? Even the last one, what's his name, when he was out on the farm, like, you thought it would have really been dumb, but he really was saying, like, I love them Rambo movies. I watch them during the Christmas holidays, too. First Blood is on the itinerary Saturday, baby. And like I said with Godfather, you got to watch part two. And I agree. If you watch Godfather 1, you got to watch 2. I don't care too much about 3 and
no.
the opera and all that. Mm-hmm. I don't care if nobody says. Like, it's too long. Michael and old die on the steps and all that. Part 3, just leave it out. Let's leave 1 and 2 classic. Part 3 just mess it up. Somebody needed some money. That's why they did part 3.
Yeah. They thought they could get another money grab. Yeah.
All right, Yosh. Thanks, man. You know, Rambo,
trilogies rarely work.
Rambo Mm-hmm. That's one that was a big deal when we were younger. Yep. It seems to have, nobody really talks about Rambo anymore.
Not as much, no.
Yeah.
Oh, because he smothered it with the Rocky franchise.
Yeah. Well, Rocky became bigger.
Well, I know. I'm saying he kept, well, hold on. I don't think the Rockies after Rambo, like at some point, Rocky became redundant.
Well, people still liked it, I guess.
Well, because once you're in on something, you stay in on it. I'm just saying, I loved Rambo.
Yeah, both Rambo was cool.
First Blood was awesome.
First Blood was the first one, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yes. And it wasn't even called Rambo. Wasn't it just called First Blood?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Which one is the one where he was over? He went back over to the war.
I don't know.
When he was in, you never saw Rambo?
No.
Oh, man.
The first Rambo had to be like 80.
Is it three of them?
I think there's three of them.
There's three of them.
Yeah.
There's one when he was like, when he was hiding out and he was like in the wall of mud. Remember that one where he appeared out of the mud and killed one of the guys? You don't remember that one?
I don't remember.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was pretty cool when I was younger.
Two things on Yoshi.
Yeah.
First of all, now the what's his name thing.
Oh, yeah, you hear it now?
Yeah, I hear it. I can't escape
it's
it.
It's part of it, yeah.
That's
it's part of it.
Yeah, I wish that hadn't been brought up.
Jack pointed it out. Yeah.
That's
a tough one. It's over now.
Yeah, it's over.
No, it was a listener who pointed it out.
Oh,
no.
was it a listener or Jack?
She did it,
and then we brought it back up on the top five.
Yeah.
You're right.
And then the other Yoshi thing is, for the holidays, he watches Rambo?
Well, listen, I don't know if you've noticed.
He thinks he's Rambo.
Oh, does he?
Well, I mean, especially from a physical standpoint. Yeah,
right.
I mean, we have the toughest callers.
Yeah.
You know, we got Rios, him.
Yep.
I count Chris in Middletown. I don't care that he calls him a day show.
You can't.
Well, he's big. Do we know if he's tough?
I'll tell you why I don't count Chris. Now, I like that he calls a show, but he does I meant to say this earlier this week. He does a Rios impersonation.
Oh, yeah, the midday show, I know.
Yes.
It doesn't hit even close to it.
Doesn't
the
even
same.
Come close to it.
Oh, he tries to pump everyone up.
Yes, yay. He does the Rios. Yes, come on, man. It's only one Rios, man.
Yeah. We only need one Rios.
The midday show just can't let us have nothing, man.
No, they take all of our things. Try to spin it as their own.
Chris from Middletown.
Yeah, you're doing on a Rios. You're thing. On to Chris in Middletown.
Well, come on.
Said if we're getting in a fight, I'll have him on my side.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, he certainly, yeah.
I also want Yoshi training me for the arm wrestling rematch.
Okay.
With
he does have some big guns.
He does. Yeah. He's got big arms. So, all right. hey, Eagles Inside of the Year Power Rankings, new edition coming next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the pros at Glad Hair just took it to the house again with Exosomes, the newest addition to the Glad system of hair restoration. Listen, everybody's talking about this hair loss breakthrough, but not all Exosomes are created equal. Trust the experts at Glad Hair by Morgan Stern Medical, offering the industry's most leading-edge treatments, plus delivered by an unmatched team. Learn more about Exosomes and feel confident like you're going for it on fourth down. How about a little tush push in there? There you go. Give them a call, 610-980-4000, or visit GladHairMCTR.com.